Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. And of course, this is the place we come every single week to grow and to learn. And so many of you are connected to this podcast, and make no mistake about it, we appreciate you more than you ever could know. This is the place where leaders come every single week to grow, and iron sharpens iron. We believe that, and we say it so often. So many of you around the world literally tell me that this podcast is something that you live by. It truly, truly blesses your life. And for that, I'm thankful, so incredibly thankful. Can I tell you something? I want to make certain that you spend a little time and get to know a little bit more about me as I get to know a little bit more about you. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. And follow me. Let me know where you're from. And of course, go to josephwalker3.org. And you can get all of the content and things I have. Written several books on leadership out there. I got a brand new book I'd love to share with you. Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Wow, God is doing amazing things with this book. And of course, our book before that was Leadership and Loneliness. So I'm really excited about getting people in the place of purpose and helping them navigate what leadership looks like. So go out there and order your copy at josephwalker3.org. And I truly appreciate it. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. It's our goal to reach 1 million people. And I believe we're going to do it. We're on track to do that. And know that I thank you so much. You know, leadership is something that I take very, very seriously. And I believe that when you are truly locked in and intently focused on being the best leader you can, great things begin to happen. So I want to thank you in advance just for flowing with me today, locking in. Make sure you go over also and check out A Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I have a wonderful podcast on YouTube where we share very transparently our own journey. And of course, so many folks watch that, and it's a great thing to tune into. Subscribe to it while you're over there. Let us know that it is a blessing to your life. So that's what we do. And let's get right into our teaching today. I am excited about this one. How do you survive success? How do you stay grounded after you win? It's always a big thing, right? Because there are a lot of people who do win in various areas of their life. You get great successes, but oftentimes shortly after that, either you lose motivation or you get comfortable, your team becomes apathetic, or you kind of feel like we're always going to be on top. There is something about sustainability. One of the things that I want to just open up by saying before I share these points with you is that the goal is sustainable success, not episodic success. We want to make certain in every area of our lives that we have success that is generational. One of the things that I have been blessed to do is lead a church in Nashville, Tennessee, that has maintained sustainable success through generations, through various episodes of life and et cetera throughout the world. We have continued to grow, and that's intentional. And I want to share with you, even in your business or whatever you're working through, how do you do that? How do you stay grounded after you win? That means, how do you stay humble? How do you keep your feet to the grind? And how do you maintain that level of sustainability? The first thing I want you to understand is why success is sometimes more dangerous than failure. And what I mean by that is that you learn lessons in failure, right? And when you fail, sometimes, you know, that can be, you know, a great teacher for you. And sometimes you learn resilience, you learn, you know, about your team and their capacity, their ability to rebound. And so sometimes failure can be a greater blessing than success, because success sometimes says we're there, people take credit for it. And, you know, one of the things I've learned, and here's a quotable for you, is that success has many fathers. Failure is an orphan. Nobody takes credit for failure, but understand something, that success can be dangerous sometimes. I'm not suggesting you should not strive for that, but you can lose sight of what it means to consistently prepare, consistently, you know, build your team to go from different levels. I'm an advocate that God takes us from glory to glory. And every round should go higher and higher. And I never get comfortable. I never become content. And so always be mindful of how to guard against the trappings of success and not allow yourself to be victimized by those things, but yet recognize that here's an opportunity for you to learn the lessons, even in your successes, as you would learn them in your failures. All right. Here's the next thing. It's a big one. Stay grateful when the stage gets bigger. See, gratitude, man, I believe is so important. And as you continue to move on the trajectory of success, you have to always point back to God. I'm a living witness that all that I am is a result of Him, and never get to a point where you begin to take credit. I think sometimes we're guilty of cosmic plagiarism, taking credit for that which we did not do. We don't have the strength in and of ourselves to accomplish it. It is God who gave us the strength. He gave us the gift. He gave us the team. He gave us the resources. And so always be grateful. The larger that platform, the larger that stage, the larger your gratitude will be. I tell people all the time, I can watch your level of gratitude by how you give. When you're just starting out, oh, I'm going to give, I'm going to sow, I'm going to pay my tithe because my business is doing $3,000 a month. I'm going to write that $300 check. What are you going to do when that thing is $300,000 a month? Are you going to write that $30,000 check? That thing is $3 million. Are you going to write that $300,000 check? You see how it changes because the level of gratitude sometimes changes because the platform changes. But the higher God takes me, the more grateful I'm going to be. Here's the real question. And I say it all the time. How high can God take you without losing you? So the bigger my platform and the louder I'm going to be in terms of expressing my gratitude. And I think that is one of the things that God looks for, because the opposite of gratitude is, you know, ungratefulness, which is rooted in, I think, entitlement and hubris or pride. So you have to come to a place where you say, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm grateful. Here's the third thing. You know, you have to celebrate without becoming complacent. I kind of leaned in on this earlier, but let me just kind of drop anchor here, right? One of the things that I have learned that when you have great successes, right, you have to constantly keep building and going hard. You know, people would talk about Alabama, you know, and I'm not an Alabama football fan. I'm over LSU, right? But Alabama has had a great program, right? And we already know a few years back, the coach for Alabama, after they would win all those championships, he would have meetings like and start planning for the very next day. Nick Saban was just a beast about not letting his team get complacent. He started having meetings the next day after the championship, and the next week he would let them celebrate for a few days, and they're back to work thinking about next year. And I think that's a mentality that creates champions. That's a mentality that creates success. That you are constantly building your team and you're looking for best practices and you're never going to let them get comfortable. That's one of the things I try to do with my team. I don't want them to ever get too comfortable, because I think you can miss out on some great things that God wants to do in and through our team. And so don't become complacent. Don't become, as the Bible says, at ease in Zion. Have you gotten too comfortable? Have you gotten to a place where you just took your win and you said, you know, we're good. We're just going to coast on here. I'm not going to read. I'm not going to take a course. I'm not going to continue to move forward. No, here's a time that you have to consistently push yourself toward greater things and excellence. And always know there are levels to this. There are levels to this. There's always another level that you can go to. No matter how high you may think you are, there's always another level to this. Are you hearing me? In America, we see it as, you know, people who become billionaires. It's like, ooh, that's the level. You know, you have a millionaires, you know, pay homage to billionaires. But I saw this incredible scene one time where all the billionaires around the world went to Saudi Arabia and they were standing before trillionaires, you know, and how humbling that must have been. It kind of said to me that there are levels to this. And you always want to always be preparing your team and yourself to go different. And that's why number four is important, right? Because accountability is what anchors you. I believe that whenever you make yourself accountable, you will always be anchored. It will never get to your head. You'll never walk around with the big head. And there are a lot of people that walk around with the big head because they think it's all about them. They think, you know, I've done this, or they take credit for it. But I want you to understand something. Whatever happens in and through the life of your organization, you have to make certain that you stay grounded. You have to make sure that you have somebody to hold you accountable. There are people in my own organizations and my businesses who hold me accountable, who say, hey, that's too much, or no, don't take too much credit here, or don't be too flashy here.
like tone that down. You need people that can speak truth to you, people that can tell you the honest truth unapologetically. I think that's where we learn. That's how we get better. And so this is a great opportunity to begin to think about ways in which you can actually be held to a greater level of accountability, because I just believe with all of my heart that that's what anchors a person. Successful people and the sustainability of success comes not through hubris. It comes through humility and not through the proud, right? But it comes through the prayerful, those who trust God, who stay humble and who recognize that I'm anchored by that. And thank God, every leader needs an accountability circle. You need a team of people that can hold you accountable. Here's number five, and avoid ego erosion. And don't let success change your spirit. And I've seen this a time or two, and I know you have too, and that's piggybacking on that whole, ego issue, that whole arrogance issue, that success can really erode you. It can cause you to become something that you've never been. And you have to be mindful. That's why I always think it's important to always have, a sense of humility about yourself and always make certain you don't let the things and the stuff change you. The reason why you were blessed with it is because you worked hard, because you built great friendships and relationships along the way. And then when you arrive in that place, don't shut people off. Don't change fundamentally who you are. I think that's what's important to understand, right? That's who God can trust. And so don't allow your personality to be eroded by your success and people don't recognize you no more. You're not available to even speak or to say hello. I mean, I see it so often. And I just want you to understand that humility is a true blessing. So don't allow ego to erode your personality. As I say it again, I want to say it again over and over and again. Don't allow ego to erode who you are. You have to be willing to remain who you are and not change your spirit because of the success. Number six is about kingdom. I want you to hear this. This is a big one. You understand the kingdom helps us as high achievers remain healthy. When you have a kingdom perspective, then you remain healthy because your focus and your alignment is upon the why. One of the reasons why I wrote that book, I meant that when I wrote Pursue the Purpose, it really gets at what is your why? It gets at why do we do what we do? And it helps us all understand that if your why is not sincere, then you can truly be off kilter. And so I think it's important to understand this, ladies and gentlemen, that, you have to have kingdom habits that keep you healthy. Let what I do be focused on God being glorified. Let what I do be focused on my community being enhanced, and not just for my own self-aggrandizement or making a name for myself. I believe this is all in my heart. I believe that success that is transformational versus transactional will always be transactional and be a blessing. Meaning that if your why is to be a blessing and to do great work, then God will always take care of that. He'll always take care of you. But if it's only about money, if it's just a money grab, then you may not necessarily reach the full potential that you need. So make certain that it's kingdom focused. And I believe that's what keeps the whole thing healthy. And I think that's such an important part of this, right? Let's review what we've talked about. And we're talking about how do you survive success? How do you stay grounded after you win? Well, it's because success, we learn, is more dangerous sometimes than failure. If you don't learn the lessons, you don't humble yourself, you don't wrap this thing around and put it in perspective, then you can make success, a trap. You can be succumbed to the trappings of success. And that's important. Number two, being grateful. No matter how big the stage is, allowing yourself to be grateful, to have a spirit of gratitude is huge. And I think that's going to be important. Number three is getting to a point where you celebrate without becoming complacent. How do I do this without ever letting myself just say, I've arrived, I'm at this place. I'm always pushing the envelope, always trying to get better. Number four is how accountability must anchor me. Number five is how do I avoid changing, allowing my ego to be eroded because of my success. And number six, of course, is about really kingdom habits that help you remain healthy. It's about your why. It's about people can look at this and know that it's coming from a good place. Number seven is about understanding that, you have to avoid what I believe is the greatest enemy of success, and that is entitlement. That people owe you something because of who you are, because you're successful. No, that can be one of the greatest hindrances. To avoid entitlement means just because you've achieved great things, just because you've done extraordinary things, doesn't mean that, you know, people owe you something just because you show up. You have to show up, you know, again, with a level of humility and show up in this posture of serving and not to be served. And as a next level leader, I really want you to hear this. You know, God has done some extraordinary things in my life, but I've never lost a common touch. I will still open the door. I'll still pick up paper. I want people to know that no matter what has happened in my life, you know, I still bleed like they bleed. You know, I still cry like they cry. So never raise yourself up over people where, you know, you're no longer able to really be a person who serves, but you just feel like everybody's got to serve you. That is a problem. One of the things that I tell you is that your leadership, your gifting is a service to humanity. So I hope this has blessed you. I really do. And I hope that you've been able to just extract some principles from this particular episode. Listen, guys, you're going to be successful. You're a next level leader. But I want to make sure your success is sustainable. And I want to make sure that you stay grounded in the midst of it. Because when you get those wins, you have to counterbalance that with humility and both feet on the ground and making certain that you're walking in a way that glorifies God. I hope this blessed you, and thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate all of you so much. It has been a blessing, and please make sure, again, you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you go and check out my podcast with my wife and I on YouTube. Make sure you check it out, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's called, you know, Couple of Destiny. I promise you it'll bless you. Thank you for following. Thank you for connecting. Thank you for sharing, and we really appreciate you so much. So Next Level Leaders, let's go. If you're not a part of the Next Level Leader Book Club, what's up? What are you doing? Hey, let's go. Next Level Leader Book Club. Text Book Club to 78228 and make certain you get my latest book. It is called The Pursuit of Purpose. Ooh, from peace to peace. Until next time, you be blessed, and we'll talk soon. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.